Okay, today's Daf Samach Beis, and we're on Daf Samach Beis. It's welcome. So, on Daf Samach Aleph Beis, the Gemara brought the words of Rabbi Yosef, who explained the reason why they had to add on to the Mizbeach, make the Mizbeach and Bayashani bigger than it was in the first basement, which is because they didn't have the Eish from Hashem, and they needed more power, I guess, to burn up the Karbonos. But, as Rashi points out, Rabbi Yosef got sick, and he forgot his learning. And oftentimes, right, he says, Rabbi Yosef Chol in the Ekerlim, Udo, Upamim, Sha'amar Davar, Nisgar Shoshana Hetach V'chazer Bo. Sometimes he remembered what he said previously, and then he changed it. So here he says also, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lav Hainu Taino. That's the Tanya. The reason is not because they didn't have the Eish Shemayim to help them, that they had to add on to his Be'eth. Rather, it learned it out, they had a Pasuk. It says, Vayachinu HaMizbeach Al Mechonosav, Shehigiyu L'sof Midosav. That the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, Rashi says, they figured out finally what the appropriate Midos were. Lahem nigla makom hamikudash lamizbeach mashalo nigla l'shlomo. They had a more detailed nevuah than Shlomo HaMelech had as to what the appropriate dimensions of the mizbeach were, and their nevuah explained to them that they could make the mizbeach even bigger. So they made the mizbeach even bigger. So much as, wait a second, how is it possible that Shlomo HaMelech didn't have a nevuah? The whole binyan of the first base of ministry for Shlomo was based on nevuah. The Haksiv, it says in a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, David says to Shlomo, "Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai heskiel kol melachos hatamnis." Meaning, the entire construction of the Beis Hamikdash and all the measurements and all the midos, it was all given to David, and he gave it to Shlomo. So, how is it possible that this nevuah wasn't given to David? It says everything was given to David, so that can't be because of a nevuah. So, another reason is El Amar of Yosef. Pasuk says, "Kra ashkach v'darash." Not that they had a better nevuah, were able to darshan a pasuk in a way that Shlomo HaMelech was not able to darshan, and but based on their drasha, they knew that the mizbeach could be bigger. How does that work? The pasuk says, right? They found the pasuk that Shlomo didn't know. The pasuk says again, Divrei Yomim. It says, "Vayomer David." David says, "Zehu beis Hashem Elokim." This is the house of Hashem. The zem mizbeach leol Yisrael. So he sees that there's some sort of hekesh between bayis and the mizbeach. They figured it out. Ki bayis ma bayis shishim amma, just like the house, the amount of space that's mekudosh for the Beis HaMikdash itself is 60 amas. I'm assuming that that's the ulam, right? So that's 60 amas. Af mizbeach shishim amma. So too mizbeach itself can be the size of 60 amma. Can be 60 amma, Rashi points out. It doesn't have to be 60 amas. So they made it as big as they needed to make it. So instead of making it 60, they made it 32. But they made it bigger than the 28 that Shlomo HaMelech had. Right? Rashi says, it says, El Amar Yosef Kra Ashkak V'Darash, Shenemar L'David, and Shishim Amma B'Makom Mizbeach, but Shlomo Lo Hebin L'Darash. Shlomo didn't know how, Shlomo knew what the birds meant, said, but he didn't know how to darash the pasuk. That's what they're saying. V'Heim Darshu, V'Hosipu Alav L'Fi HaTzorich Lehem. And they expanded it as much as they needed. The Shishim Amma Lo Hutzachu. They didn't need it for 60 hours. 32 was enough for them. Because the measurements of the Mishkan themselves are not ma'akib. You can make it any size, with one caveat the Gemara is going to point out. So they made it 32 amos. Fine. The Gemara says, okay, Fishlama is also very difficult here. Now the Gemara is going to explain to why, right, they only had a problem with the Mizbeah, right? But the Heichal and the Azaros, they had no problem. Why? Fishlama ha'bayis Minkara Tsurasa. When they came back 70 years later, I guess the foundation of these structures was still intact or recognizable, and they knew this is where they should build the all the Azaros, this is where they should build the Heichal, but there were buildings. So they're able to build it there. They were actual structures. The Mizbeach is more of a temporary structure. But Ella Mizbeach Mino Yadi, how did they know where to place the Mizbeach? So everyone asks, what do you mean? If you know where all the buildings are, so then you have Sukkim to tell you how far the Mizbeach is supposed to be from those buildings. So just put it over there. I don't have an answer. I don't know. Yeah, we're saying it again, because this is the Gemara that they quoted. But I don't see why. I mean, that's not my question. The question is asked by a lot of people. But, quotes here from the Sefer Divrei Pinchas. It says, Kevon sheyodu esmakom habayis, mimeilu yodu esmakom esbeach, shehu kavua bo lefim midoso. And then he asks another question. Well, the Pesukim say shalu imam rabim shahayu odri may bias rishon. A lot of people remembered the first bias. Right, as the apostle that says they were upset, they were sad because in the second bias midosh, you know, paled in comparison. So they would have remembered. All right. Anyway, so Amar Rav Elazar, three answers. Each of them is very, I don't exactly understand. Amar Rav Elazar, ra'u mizbeach banoi umichal hasar hagadol omer umachir lov. They saw him in a marav of nevuah. Michal the malach was standing. I guess they saw the base of the mikdash from malach. Just like they have one down here. There's one base of the shemalach. They saw that Michal was machir karbanos on the mizbeach. They saw where the mizbeach wasn't that nevuah. And that's when they put it in the base of mikdash and on earth. So the machlokas in Menachos, right? Toast the Menachos on Daf Kuf Yud brings down what is Michal being makriv. So some say he's being makriv. It says kvasim shel ish. The other people say he's saying makriv in the shemos of the tzaddikim, whatever that means. Exactly. Menachos Daf Kuf Yud is Toastos there. So that's one. Third and second answer is Rav Yitzchak Nafa Amar Efro shel Yitzchak Roy shemunach ba'osu makom. They saw the ashes of Yitzchak that were sitting on that place. Since that's the place, you know, where other built the Mizbeach, or Noah built the Mizbeach, or Avram did Akedah, they saw the Ephraim of Yitzchak, they knew that's where the Mizbeach was supposed to be. So the question on that is, when Yitzchak wasn't chef, and Yitzchak wasn't burnt. Right, but it doesn't say the Ephraim of the Seth. There's the Ephraim of Yitzchak. No, it says Ephros al Yitzchak. It says the ashes of Yitzchak. And what's the answer when we always say it? All right, fine. Right. Others say that no, because if it's tzaddik, if you're moser nefesh, it counts as if you did it, so if you had a real kavana. All right, interesting. But nevertheless, but it was the Ephros al Yitzchak took up the entire area, whatever. Rav Shua Bar Achmeni Amar Mikol Bayis Kulo He Richu Reich Torahs. In the entire Temple Mount, they smelled the Ketores. Misham Herichu Reich Evarim. But over there, they smelled the burning of the fats. 70 years later, they still smelled. Okay? But the ashes of Yitzchak are there 1,000 years later. And the smell was there of Yitzchak. Yes. So it says. Great. So that's three ways how they knew that was it, where the Mizbeach was. Amar Rabba Bar Brachan Amar Yochanan. We have another way they learned where the Mizbeach was. Chayyim Zechayim Malach, they told them. Shlosha Nevi'im, Aldu Imai Minagola. Three Nevi'im, Chayyim Zechayim Malach, they came back with Bnei Yisrael to Yerushalayim when they were building the second base of Mizbeach. Echad Shehid Lehem Al Mizbeach. One testify as to where the Mizbeach should be. The Echad Shehid Lehem. Sorry, Shehid Lehem Al Mizbeach means the size of Mizbeach. The Echad Shehid Lehem Al Mekom Mizbeach. One testified where the Mizbeach should be. And one testified that even though the Beis HaMikdash isn't completely finished yet, you can still shecht korbanos without the Beis HaMikdash, right? You have the Mizbeach. Because, as Tosfos points out, he holds that Kedushas Kishul HaShaita of the Kishul HaSivavo. Right, but even this is difficult, because what does it mean that they were made? You can't build based on the Nevuah, but everyone points out. What does it mean that they were made? Because maybe if they were Doris, they were Doris Psukim. I mean, because they bring down whatever reason you're not allowed to. You can't the midos can't be based on the Nevuah, because you can't expand, you can't build it. I was yesterday or something like that. We learned that you only can build. You only found out where the place of the Mizbeach of everything was by based on the Darshan and Psukim. Right, but we're trying to figure out now the second part about the Mekomim Mizbeach. Right, anyway, so the Navi told him. So this is very shayach for the whole movement to be Makriv Korbanos. This man says, it says Makriv and Alpha Pi Shein Bias. Which, okay, so the Makriv. What? The Masnisa Tana. In Abraisa, we learned it differently. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov learned it this way. Shlosh Nevi'im Olu Imam Min Gola. Three Nevi'im Chag Yizachayim Elof came back with them from the Gola to Yerushalayim. Echad, one of them, paid Lahem Al Mizbeach. He gave all the things about the Mizbeach. He said that the Mizbeach is 60 Amos, that's 60 Amos that they had. Al Makom Mizbeach, where it should be, that's number one. The echad shehed lehem shemakriv and alfi shein bayis. You can be makriv because lush rishonah shem kadesh kishul asri lago. Right? The echad shehed lehem al torah shetikasei v'ashuris. Also something we spent a lot of time on. That they testify that now at this moment in time you can change the Torah from ksav ivri, which is different than what we have now, to ksav ashuris. Ashuris is what we have now. So the whole to do on that as to whether or not it was originally an ashuris, then went to ivris, went back to ashuris, or it was ivris beforehand and then it was changed. I mean, someone pointed out to me, go, well, if you switch the Sefer Torah, and now you have to do it in Ksav Ashuris, so are all the previous Sefer Torah not possible? This is Ksav Ivri. Maybe they're all possible. That's an interesting thought. But, because they, I don't know, same reason why you changed Shurim. It used to be Yiddish, and now they're in Hebrew. People didn't know how to read it. That wasn't the language anymore. That wasn't the way people wrote anymore. Right, I'm not getting into that. Clearly, you have to understand, according to that, you have to understand that difference. I mean, we have that all the time. We talk about Pesukim. The Torah is exactly, I don't know if I've said this. They say the Torah is exactly now the way it was then. Not possible. I don't know. We learned it. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Kabbalah from the Beis, that says that the originally the Torah was given to Beis Yisrael in Ksav Ivri, and then in the Maze of Ezra, it was given to them in Ksav Ashuris. Right? So, the Ritva, also over here, Ritva Megillah, who asked that, how is it possible to say he asked a good question. Remember the measures from Rabbi Kiva. Moshe goes up to Rabbi Kiva, Yeshiva Shomayel, and he sees Rabbi Kiva being Dorish on the Tag and everything like that. So they don't have that in Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri doesn't have that. So it was originally given in Ksav Ivri, then changed to Ksav Ashuri, and then you're darshaning everything in Ksav Ashuri, which wasn't even given at Har Sinai. It was only given by Ezra. Listen, there's a whole to do about what Ezra did. You don't really learn that in Yeshiva. There's a whole to do with what Ezra did. Like he put dots on certain words because of the office of Rabbi Nelson that says he said he didn't know what the text was and that when Leo comes, I'll say, oh, that's why I marked these off to see if they were the Kriya Ksiv. We mentioned once the Shita of the Radak that Kriya Ksiv came from the time of Ezra because they didn't know what the Pesukim were. The Rabbi Nelson screams about it and says that's not possible. But right, maybe the masses didn't know. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. Right. Now, anyway, I just want to point out another interesting point. Right. We just learned here that the Mizbeach could be 60 amos. That's what we learned. It could be about 60 amos. Size? The size 7 to 32. But the Rambam Paskins and Hilvos Beis Abachira, that the Mida, the Arko Rofo and the Mizbeah is that the Bnei Gola day was 32, and that's what the Mizbeah is going to be when Mashiach comes. It'll be 32 and 32, because you're not supposed to add to it. So, whatever your Chesma says. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, he says, why does the Rambam say that you're not allowed to add to the 32 by 32? Then we just see from our Gemara, we're going to see soon also, that the size isn't knocking. You can make it bigger. Why does the Rambam say you can't make it bigger? Anyway, it's a mitzvah screen of the mitzvah tzadi hey ostas vav. Look it up. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, learn the Gemara and a brisa. Keren, the horns on top, right the corners. The kevesh, the ramp. The yisod, and the having the kevesh, having the yisod, the ribua, and that the mizbeach has to be square. It has to be square. Ma'akvin. Those are ma'akvin. This is where the crash of the Rambam comes in. But again, it says, but midas arko, midas rocho, midas komo, so a ma'akvin. But its length, its width, and its height is not ma'akev. You can make it any size that you want. So the Gemara says, how do we know that the Keren, Kevesh, Yisod, and the Ribua are ma'akev? The Gemara says, because in each of the psukim that talk about the Keren, Kevesh, Yisod, and the Ribua, Omakra HaMizbeach. The word the Mizbeach, HaMizbeach, is that the hey idea, and that comes to teach us that it's ma'akev. Right? Just by the Keren, I'll quote the psukim. by the Karen, by Yikra Dali Ches, it says, Umin Hadam Yitain Al Karnos Hamizbeach, Asher Lefnei Hashem, Asher Ba'ol Moed. By the Kevesh, it says, Vizos Toras Hamincha, Hakrev Osa, Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem, El Pnei Hamizbeach. So Pnei, they're talking about the face of the Mizbeach, because you see later, the feet is on the other side, and someone lying down, Mizbeach, someone lying down, feet on one side, face, head on the other side, so Pnei Hamizbeach, the face of the Mizbeach. The Yisod says, it's called Amma Yisboch El Yisod Hamizbeach, Yisod Hamizbeach, and on the Ribua, that has to be square, it says, Ravua Yihyeh Hamizbeach. And if it says, Kol Mokum Shnemar Hamizbeach, it's La'ake. I guess you don't have to have Shina La'a Kassav Ake. By Kachem, so you have to repeat it. Maybe it doesn't have to be Kachem, it's a Vinyan, it's something else. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that any time it says Hamizbeach, I'll bring you another thing that's supposed to be Ma'ake. Elamayata Kiyur. Not the Kiyur, but Kiyur, right? There's a machlok, because of what the Kiyur was. Some say that it was like these pre-lattice work or design work that they did in the middle of the Mizbeach, a little higher than the Chuppah Sikra, that the lattice work that went around, right? That's what Rebbe says. Kiyur l'Rebbe, v'sovev, l'Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. I'd say that the sovev, which was this little, it was like indentation that you on the side that you were able to walk around, that was done a little bit above the Chuppah Sikra as well. V'sovev, l'Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, hachinami de ma'akev, they should be ma'akev. Why? Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, v'nasata oso tachas karkov hamizbeach l'mata. Karkov Hamizbeach. So whatever the Karkov is, it's Ma'akev. It says Hamizbeach. Bitanya is a Karkov. What's the Karkov? Revi Omer Zekiyu, or Revi Yosef Yehuda Omer Zerasove. So whichever sheet that you hold, it has to be Ma'akev. So, Umar says, You're right, it is Ma'akev. Tisanya, because we have a following Brysa. Oso Hayom Nifkamar Karen Mizbeach. What's Oso Hayom? Rashi tells us, this is the famous day when they stoned the Stuki Kohen Gadol with all the Etrogan, because he did Nisu Kamayim on his feet, as opposed to putting it on the Mizbeach. So what happened was, is that, well, I guess, all the Etrogim, not only did they break him, they broke the Mizbeach. They knocked things off the Mizbeach. Some of them threw stones, more than, and not just the Etrogim, to do that damage. But they were poking the Mizbeach. So what did they do? The Hebiu Bul Shel Melech V'Samuhu. So they brought some sort of salt mixture, I think, some sort of compound, I guess, in order to fix the break in the Mizbeach. And that doesn't make the Mizbeach kosher anymore, because the Mizbeach has to be completely square, it has to be one piece. Now it's not, but what did they do it for? Velo mitnei she kosher lavoda, elosh velo yirei Mizbeach pogum. They didn't want to look at it, they didn't want to have a look that it was pogum. How do you know it doesn't make the Mizbeach kosher? Because she kol Mizbeach, she ain't no karen v'kevesh, we sow v'ribu apostle. And if it's not ribu anymore, it's not one piece, it's not one squared piece. And Rabbi Yossi adds, Apasoviv, even the Soviv is for us, even the Soviv is Ma'akev. Right, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Soviv is Ma'akev. And Rashi points out that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But according to Rebbe, that would be the Kiyur. And that is also, even either sheet that you hold, what the Karkov was, whether it's the Kiyur or it's the Soviv, it's Ma'akev. Why? Because it says Hamizbeach. Nice. That's a real Asifa that they had. Everyone got together. You know, for Kiddush Shem Shemayim, to pelt the Tzduki Kohen Gadol with this rogan. Yeah, that's what it says here. You know, sometimes you have to work. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Listen, it was a pretty bad day. The Nisu Kamayim was supposed to be the big Simchas Beis Shoevu that the Simcha is heard all the way, and the guy takes it and pours it on his feet. They were not happy. They fixed it. So they fixed it afterwards. That was a poon. It was a big day for them. Maybe. Well, what they did, no. It's a raya that there were no pitums at the time they submitted them because they would have broken. So all they had to do was collect them. And it couldn't have been the first day because they wouldn't have been there. So they probably just picked them all up and gave them to everybody. Whatever. Interesting day. Okay, so the Gemara then says, now the Gemara is going to tell us what this Karkov was. Does anybody know what Machlokas is? The Gemara is going to say, Tana Rabbanon, Ezehu Karkov, what is the Karkov? So this Brisa says, Ben Keren le Kered, Machum Hiluch Ragle Amo. So if you think about the top of this Be'ech, you have the kernels in the corner. This Brisa says that the Karkov means that there was a little bit of like a ditch between each of the corners for the Kohanim to walk. So Gemara's going to say that can't be that where the Kaku. Yeah, they made a let, so they don't fall off. So they dug a sort of a one amud trench in the Mizbeah so the Kohanim can walk. And they walk right on top of the ledge, they can fall over. They walk one amud deeper, so it's safer. So Gemara is basically saying, well, wait a second. You have to walk all the way around the Mizbeah. If you have that trench in between the chronos, when you get to each corner, you're kind of stuck. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, so you moved it in an amud. Gemara says, Atu Kohanim and Karen Habu Ozli? Ella Ema Umikom Hiluch Ragle Kohanim Amma, meaning that they made this karkov, which was that circle that encircled the top of the zbeah. There was two amas. There was one amma between the kornos, and it was moved over another amma so the kohen can actually walk. And this is, I guess, a safety precaution, like the ma'ateh of the mizbeah. There's a safety precaution that you have this trench that you can walk in there, so you won't be falling over to the sides. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Hoksiv, you tell me the karkov is the top of the zbeah. The Hoksiv, the pasuk says. So it's mashma that the karkov is on the wall of the mizbeah, not on the top. So our answer is, you're right, Nachanami, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Trehazi. There were two karkovim. Trey karkov, God Linoi. One was done in the middle of the mizbeah, which is Linoi, for beauty, right? And on that one is the machlokni Rebbe Rav Yossi, if it's a kiyor or if it's a soveiv. The chad, and the other one is on top, right? The kohanim, the lo nishtarku, that they won't slip and fall. Just because you have the depth of the trench, you're not going to fall over the side. Gemara then says, midas arko, umidas rachlo, umidas kamaso, that's what the Brisa said, ein ma'akmin, the size of the mizbeach is not ma'ake. Amar Rebbe, okay, so Amar Rebbe Mani says, what the Brisa is one caveat. What the Brisa says that the midos are not ma'akov, that's ubulvad shol yifchasenu mi mizbeach she'asa Moshe. It can't be any less small than the mizbeach that Moshe did, and it can't be any more given the 60 amos. You know, the 60 amos is the maximum of what was mekudosh which side is mekudosh. A lot to talk about. I'm just holding back. The kama, right? I'll say one thing. I said it before also. Chaim Jaxer quotes from Rav Amital, who says that sometimes rutz, if this man is there when we don't have nevuah, he says the rutzin of Hashem is expressed through the halacha. And if the halacha provides impediments to doing certain things, it could very well be that the rutzin of Hashem is that those impediments stand in our way, or we're not permitted to do so. Granted, if you can get rid of those halachic impediments, then maybe the rutzin of Hashem is to do it. If you have many halachic impediments, that may be the Rosh Hashanah speaking to us of how we're supposed to act. Many machlokos about what we're supposed to do with the korbanos. First of all, the only korban you probably can do without the base of minutes is probably without a korban pesach, because everyone's talking. So they say, oh, tumah hutzibur by pesach. That may only apply if you have a tzitz. Then also, there are machlokos in what you're supposed to do with the korban pesach. Does the Gid of Nasha, Machlokos Rambam and the Ravid, does the Gid of Nasha get burned up, get cooked with the Korban Pesach? You say, oh, I'll go to the Chumrah. Well, what's the Chumrah over there? That's that. You have Tumah. You have Bidei Kohuna. You have the issue of who's a Kohen. You have all these things. Do we actually really know the place? Do we know where it is? So there are impediments in the way. There are people who are very, very serious about the matter, and they claim to have the answers and to get ways to get around it. So it's an issue. I've told people that they go to Har Gerizim for the Samaritan Korban Pesach. They say it's an amazing sight to see. There's other people doing it, and we don't. It would be nice in the Korban Pesach. Okay. So the Gemara says, Midas Arko, Midas Rako, Midas Komaso, Ein Ma'akven. Amar Rabbi Mani, Uvavachalo Yifchatenu Mi Mizbeach Asa Moshe. Bekama, and how big was the Mizbeach that Moshe did? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amma. It was one square amma. It was an amma al amma. So machaku alahel. They laughed at him. How can you tell me that the mizbeach was an amma? The pasuk says clear what the mizbeach is. It says chamesh amos orich, chamesh amos rochav, ravu yem mizbeach. It was 5x5. Square 5x5. So Abai says, I'm like Abai, dimu machu marach the amma mar. No, he's not talking about the actual size of the mizbeach. He's talking about the part of the mizbeach that you actually burnt, that you use as a fire. That was only an amma and amma. Why? Because you're talking about the leftover place from mizbeach, because it was because the mizbeach is 5x5. And you had the amma taken away by the kornos, you had an amma taken away for the hiluch ragli kohanim, So whatever you have left over is just an amma by, is an amma by an amma. And they're laughing at him. I know what you're saying. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Mar Gavra Rabba, who Mar Gavra Rabba, who Yoda Mar Kamina Mina. You're Gavra Rabba because you know what I meant. But those who laughed at me, Kari Elayo B'nai Ketura. Supposed to do why they call B'nai Ketura. The Makom Maracha on top of the Mizbeach of Moshe was an Amma squared. The size of the Mizbeach was 5 Amma squared. Could very well be. But you have a weather. So B'nai, now another case comes up where someone called people B'nai Ketura. I don't understand this. What happened here? B'nai Akte, the nephews, the Rabbi Tarfon, Habayasvi Kanei, they were sitting before him, the Rabbi Tarfon, and no one said anything. So Rabbi Tarfon opens up and he says, by Yosef Avram Mayikat Isho Shmo Yochani. Amrali, jump in. What are you talking about? Ketura Ksiv. Don't say her name was Yochani. However, it was called Ketura. So Ksiv. Ketura Ksiv. So Kari Alehem B'nai Ketura. He calls it the B'nai Ketura. I don't know what I mean. The case where I don't know what the reason is behind that. Anyway, now the Gemara talks about Amar Abaye Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Gezirin She'asa Moshe. I think it's like the piles of wood that Moshe made on top of the Mizbeach for the Baracha, right? Arkon Amma, they were one Amma. Arkon Amma, Verochon Amma, the length was one Amma, the width was one Amma, but Ovion, and the thickness, Kemacha Godesha. The thickness was as thick as a kli that you use to, I guess, to measure a godesh that holds a certain cleat that holds a saw. That's how thick it was. Whatever that measurement of that cleat was. So Amar of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah says, we're talking about up here, the Amma Geduma. We're talking about the shorter Amma. Not the longer Amma that we're talking about measuring. It must have been the shorter Amma. Why? Because you couldn't have the woods stick out over the sides of the Mizbeah. So if they were one by one, I guess, if they were the regular Ammas, they probably would have stuck out over the side. Saying here, there were shorter amos that didn't stick out over the side. And Amar of Yosef, Rav says, "Well, time to time, this is exactly what we learned in the Braisa." The pasuk says, "Well, Arkham Aaron Lekwanim Esim Nisachim Esarosh." So father, it says, "Allah eats him, Asher Allah Eish, Asher Allah Mizbeach." That the wood has to be on the Mizbeach. Shalo you eats him, Yotzim in the Mizbeach Klum. The wood can't overlap or go over the sides of the Mizbeach at all. So I guess based on the measurements, if you're using an amma, it had to be an amma Matsumsum. If it was a regular amma, then they probably would have gone over the side. Isn't that awesome? We learn in the Mishnah of Midos. Now we're going to learn about the kevesh, right? Kevesh, not the kevesh, which is an animal, the kevesh, which is the ramp. So kevesh, hayah, v'dromo shel mizbeach. The kevesh was on the south side of the mizbeach, right? So if you have those pictures, the kevesh on the south side of the mizbeach, the picture means the kevesh is to the left, the left to right, going up. Kevesh, hayah, dromo shel mizbeach, orech shloshim u'shtayim, it was 32 amos long, arokov sheish esrei. And its width was 16 amos. So Minahani Mili, how do we know that the kevesh is on the south side? Maybe the kevesh should be on the north side. The Mizbeach is 32. The kevesh is not part of the Mizbeach. It's a ramp. It's another 32 amos. No, we said the kevesh, sorry, the kevesh is not Ma'akev. That was one of the things. Right? Keren, kevesh, yisol, ribua. No, it is Ma'akev. It is Ma'akev. What's Ma'akev of the kevesh? I think what's ma'akiv of the kevesh is not the size, but where it's located. Now it's 32 amos. Right? I believe that the what's ma'akiv of the kevesh is where it's located. Not necessarily the size. The size probably is dependent on the size of the mizbeach. You would make it, in order to fit the building code, you would make the same size as the mizbeach. It's too small for the mizbeach. Right. Right, no, it's clear. Well, we'll talk about the incline. We'll talk about the incline at the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Minahani Mili." How do you know this? Amar Rapuna, Amar Kra. The pasuk says by the Karbanos, it says, "V'shachat also al yerech hamizbeach tzafona." The yerech, you shekel on the yerech mizbeach tzafona. So it calls the north the yerech of mizbeach. Yerech is the legs, right? The yerech is the legs. So the Gemara makes a mashal that the mizbeach is a leg, and therefore the kevesh. We say sheyerech b'tzafon, so the legs of the mizbeach have to be in the north, and upanav b'darom, and the face, which would be the kevesh where you walk up, would be in the north, like someone lying down. So Gemara says, well, ima yerech tzafon upanav tzafon. The Kevish is in the Doro, but the Derech was dancing in the Tzapo. So the feet are in the north, and the face is in the south. So someone says, maybe we're talking about a guy who's standing up, right? Ema, Yerech with Tzapo, and upon of Tzapo. So also be in one spot. So Amar Rabba, Rami Gavar Ape. We're talking about a person who's lying down. That's how you have the talking about a person lying down. So his feet are in the north, and his face is in the south. Amar Levaya, Levaya says, Adar Rabba, Tarech for Osir Gavar. Maybe the person is standing up. Or a guy sitting, so his face and his feet are in the same location. So Amalei can't be that way. Amalei, Rabbi says to Abaye, it says Ravua Ksiv, right? Ravua. What are we learning from Ravua? Ravua, Rashi points out, is Lashon Rabutz in Lashon Arami. Rabutz means someone who's lying down. So, right, wait a second. We just learned Ravua, it has to be squared. Now you tell me Ravua means you have to darshan that someone's lying down. Bahami Barlei Demarbe Ribuye. Then we have Ravua to teach us that the Zbeach has to be a square. It can't be a circle. So the Gemara says, Miksiv Miruba. Let's say a Miruba, which I guess Miruba would teach us that it's only square. So therefore, if it says Ribua, I can add my drasha. Ula Tameich, Miksiv Ravut. Doesn't say Ravut, not lying down. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Armalei, Ravua Ksiv, Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi. Because if it was only talking about square, it should have said Miruba. If it was only talking about lying down, it should say Ravut. The fact that it says, Ravua comes and teaches both. So then we bring another brayso that teaches us the Tana Mashlei Mehakol. We have a brayso that says that the kevesh has to be on the south side from the following pasuk. The Sanya, we learn in a brayso. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says this is talking about the mizbeach. The pasuk in the Cheskel Perek Mem Gimel. It says Uma'alosehu Pinos Kadim, that going up the mizbeach, when you get to the mizbeach, when you turn, you should turn Kadim, which is east. Pinos Kadim, and it said, teach us Kol Pinos. Every way that you go up, when you get to the top, you can turn to the right, which is Mizrah. The only place where the Kevesh which allow you to turn right to the east would be if the Kevesh comes from the south. It's only from the south when you turn right, are you now facing, you're now facing east. If it's from the north, you turn right, you're facing west. So the Gemara says, V'ema smola Mizrah. Maybe it's come to teach us that, no, you should turn left to get to east. And then that would be coming up from north, turn left to get to the east side. There's no sokol daita, can't be that. The son, Ditani, Rami Bar Yecheskel, Rami Yecheskel said, Yam she'asla Shlomo, there was some sort of big pool of water that Shlomo HaMelech made in the Beis HaMikdash, Omed al Shnayim Asar Bakar, it stood on 12 pillars of sheep, I don't know, of goat, it's, I guess they were goat, copper, what? Right, they were, that's what he made them. Right? Shlosh Shaponu, three turned north, Shlosh Shaponim Yama, three turned east. Shlosh Shaponim Negwa, three turned facing south. Shlosh Shaponim Mizrach, sorry. Shlosh Shaponim Tzafona, Shlosh Shaponim Yama, Shlosh north, west, south, east. So from here you see Kol Pino Shatapona Lo Yuel Derech Yamin the Mizrach. The way it's written, it goes north. You go from the north, then to the west. I guess if you turn right. You can keep going to the right. So you see every time you're going to the right. So it has to be, everything has to go to the right. So therefore, when the Pasuk tells us, the other Pasuk says that the Malos, you have to turn to face east, must mean that you turn to the right. And therefore, the Kevesh comes up from the south. So the Gemara says, Ahumi bar lele gufe. Wait, maybe it's not telling us that every way you turn, that Pasuk by Shlomo is telling you, you have to turn to maybe just telling us what the pool looked like. So Gemara says, Imkain, Pony Lamali. Why does it have to say Pony each time turn? It should have simply just said, Vakar, Shlosha Tafona, Shlosha Yama, Shlosha Negwa, Shlosha Mizrach. Why is it Pony in the turn? So the Pony part of the Pasuk is it teaches that every time that you turn, you're supposed to be turning east. So too, now you know that each turn has to be east. So therefore, when the Pasuk tells us that when you go to the Mizbeah, when you go up the ramp, you're not supposed to turn east. That must mean that the Kevesh is on the south side, and then the right turn would make you turn east. Okay. Shaul, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yossi, Ben Lakonia, as Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lakonia is supposed to be one of the last generations of the Tanoim. Quotes of Rashi and quotes of Gemara and Brachos, that he was a Kohen and he was the Gadol Ador. Okay. He was one of the last Tanoim. So he asked Rabbi Yossi, Omer Hayy Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai would say that Abir Yesh ben Kevish Lamizbeah is that if there's an airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. I mean, the Kevesh was not flush onto the Mizbeach. There was an airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, "Atayi to Omerkein." Rav Yosef says, you don't say that. That's true. Of course, that's true. But look for Nehemar. The pasuk of the Gemara says, "Vasisa olasecha habasar v'hadam." So there's a hekesh between the basar and the dam, right by the ola. Ma dam bezrika, just like the blood of the mizbeah of the ola is sprinkled, is thrown onto the mizbeah. Af basar, so to the basar bezrika. So to the basar has to be tossed onto the maraka. So if we have the airspace, it's tossed onto the mizbeach, over the airspace, onto the maracha. So Amar lo, so Shimon says back to him, what are you talking about? Ani omer, omer b'tzai maracha b'zori. Well, what are you talking about? He could just go on, he could bring all the basar onto his mizbeach, stand a few feet away from the fire, and toss it from there onto the fire. Why, what does that prove to me that there's an airspace from the kevesh? So Amar lo, Shimon says back to him, keshehu zorik l'amar, when you throw it, the basar, l'maracha d'vukahu zorik, you throw it to a lit fire or to a non-lit fire? So he says back, Ave Omer, Lemarocha Deluka Huzorik. You throw it onto a lit fire. Vahasam Mishugalo Efshar. In other words, over there, you throw it because it's a lit fire. You can't place it on the fire, you'll burn your hands off. You have to toss it. You have to throw it. So to tell me that you have to, the pasuk is teaching me that you have to throw the buster onto the fire. What a pasuk! The pasuk can tell me that that's an impossibility otherwise. So when the pasuk now makes the hekesh with the dam, the teacher has to throw it. Where do you have to throw it from? You throw it from the kevesh over onto the mizbeah. So Rav Papa Amar Nahu says a different lever. He says ki dam. You learn it from the dam also. Ma dam ab yekarkam apsiko. Just like when you throw the blood. It travels over the avir of the over the karka, meaning because it's being thrown, it's over the floor, right? So it hits the mizbeach. So af basar avir karka mafsiko. So too by karka, you don't throw to the basar, you have to throw it away that the karka of the azara is underneath it. Moses points out that that's not the case with the kevesh, because we'll see soon, but the kevesh may not be flushed with the mizbeach, but underneath the kevesh, if you go down, you have the sovev. And then you have the amma. So even that airspace from the kevesh mizbeach, you go straight down. You don't hit the floor of the. Maybe you don't have the yisod. But you definitely have the sovet there, right? So probably you don't have the sovet. The yisod doesn't go on the on the western side. But you have the sovet that goes around. So it doesn't necessarily doesn't hit the floor. Tosis points out karka lav davka shahaya poreach amma al yisod v'amma al sovet. Says the yisod as well. Same, we need a gap because it's supposed to. He's saying that because just you have a hekesh the blood, just like the blood has to be thrown over ground, so to the basar has to be thrown over the ground. So since the kevesh, if you, so that where else would you throw it? So therefore, you throw it from the kevesh. But we can't have the grant meet from this bath. We have xeris akasa that tells us. We have xeris akasa that tells us that you have to throw because you have xeris akasa that tells us that you have to throw the basar. That's what we just said. That's a double pashut. Because you keep the top of mizbeach, what are you going to do? You have to throw it when it's lit. So that Tosafot doesn't have to teach us that. That's what Gemara said. And now comes Rav Papa says another drasha. Forget that. We have a hekesh to blood. Just like when the blood is thrown through the air, it's thrown over the karka. So too when the basar is, it's a hekesh to the blood. The basar has to be thrown in a way that it travels over the air. If the kevesh is smack up, flush with the mizbeach, then there's no airspace. It's not being thrown over the floor. It's going straight over the kevesh to the mizbeach. So he violates the xeris akasa. So Papa Amar ki dam ma dam avir karka mafsiko af basar avir karka mafsiko. Amar Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says shnei. Nachum mentioned this a few weeks ago. Shnei kevashim ketanim yotzim in a kevesh. They were two smaller. How these were set up? The major of my folks were showing him. They were two smaller ramps that protruded from the main ramp. Right, one. One went to the right, up to the sovev, right? So the Kohen could walk, get to the sovev, then walk around and apply the bloods, right? And another one went down from to the sovev. So I guess that when the if you want to go pour to the sovev, you can go down that ramp. I'm not sure exactly how that worked. Yeah, right. I understand this. So another one went from the top. Then you go down to get to go pour. Okay, right? and Mugdol min HaMizbeach, for they also were not flush with the Mizbeach. They were not flush with the Mizbeach. Mugdol min HaMizbeach lo nima, there was a little bit of airspace between them. Mishum shenemar saviv, because the Mizbeach has to be saviv. It has to be completely around. You can't have anything else, otherwise it's not equal. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo Amar with Rabua. We learned one drasha from the word Sabbath, another one from the drasha from Rabua. So why do we need both? The Istrich Lemichta of Sabbath, the Istrich Lemichta of Rabua. I need the word Sabbath, I need the Rabua. Ekaz of Rachmana Sabbath, if he just said the word Sabbath, that means it has to be completely, no, you would say that it could just be a circle. If it doesn't have to have corners, it has to be a circle. It has to be, it can't have anything chopped off on the corners, but it has to be flush. It can't have any circles. Because of Rachmana Ravua, therefore because of Ravua, that it has to have corners. But, because of Rachmana Ravua, have a mina de arach v'katim. Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be a square, maybe it could be a rhombus. It could be different, or a rectangle. It could be different, a different type of not necessarily a square. So have a mina de arach v'katim. So therefore, because of Rachmana Ravua, the teacher said all the entire distance around, just like a circle, is equal distance. Any point of the circle is equal distance to the center. So too, over here, it's saying that every point, it has to be a complete square. It has to be square. Every side has to be exactly the same size. Not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah and Midos again. HaKevesh v'HaMizbeach Shishim v'Shtayim. Combined, the Kevesh and the Mizbeach are 62 Amos. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? If the Mizbeach is 32 Amos, and the Kevesh is 32 Amos, so do simple math, 32 plus 32 is what? 64. So why are you telling me it's 62? The Gemara says, Shitim v'Arba Havu. So the Gemara says, no, Nimsa Poreach Ama Al Yisov V'Ama Al Soviv. The way the Kevesh worked, that it went up, but it wasn't flush, but not necessarily flush, but it overlapped underneath it, the Sovev and the Yisov. Still trying to figure out the Yisov there. If there would be a Yisov there. Oh, the Abba is taken up by the Yisov. It's on an angle. It's on. So what? On an angle from this point to this point is 32 Abbas. Correct. So from here to here, get the incline, from here to here, it's 32 Amos. Yes, it is. The Gemara says it's 32 Amos. No, its size is 32 Amos. From the point here, look at the base. From the base where it's a little thin on the bottom, to the base where it's all the way over there, it's 32 Amos. That's the length. We're talking about 32 Amos. That's the incline you're talking about. Right, okay, but that's the incline. But the length of the ramp, the length of the ramp is 32 amos. The Gemara says 32 amos. From either side, from the base, covers 32 amos in length. That's what it says. The Gemara says if that's 32 amos, the Mizbeach is 32 amos. That's 64. It says no, because Mizbeach was 32 amos, but it overlapped the Sovev, which is one amma, and the Makam of the Yisod is another amma. So therefore, it only equals 62. Nimsa Pareach amma al Yisod amma al Sovev. Oh well. Let me finish up. So Amar Rabbi Chama, Kol Kivsei Kivashim Shlosha Amos La Amo Kutz Mikivsei Shemizbeach Shehayi Shalosha Amos Umechza The Esfah Vishlis Beruv Lizekhusa. That's talking about the incline. The incline instead of all other kevishes, all of the ramps in Mizbeach is basically you traveled. It went if the incline. You traveled 3 amos by every 1 amos you went. Every 3 amos of length was 1 amos of incline, except for the Mizbeach that it was Shlosha Amos Umechza Esfah Vishlis Beruv Lizekhusa. Meaning that every amos that of height it went like 32 amos. We'll do it tomorrow. Basically, talking about the different incline. The incline of the Kevesh was different than the incline of other... sorry, this went over time. All right, we'll stop here.